And what about great big worms? People use for bed.
Grub worms. Lightning bug.
What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over lakes or ponds? They get to be about this long, and they usually have two sets of wings on them with claws sticking like that. They have big eyes.
Bats?
Well, no. this is an insect.
Insect.
Smaller than a bat. Maybe I can.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not an artist, but let me try drawing a picture. Maybe I'll have
okay, it's an artist.
You know, they.
Doctors.
Sort of like that. Does that help? That's not much of a picture.
What a horse doctor?
Well, some people call them snake doctors or snake
beetles
or
yes,
mosquito hawks. Or, what do you call them?
Well, I don't know. I'm snake doctor, I guess.
Okay.
I sure don't know what all this is about.
What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and it looks sort of like a wasp?
Dirt dauber.
What do you call nuts that get ripe under the ground?
Peanuts.
Okay. Do you have any other names for them besides peanuts?
I don't think so. Yeah, exactly. I think so.
If a boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, you say the boy, what, his father? The boy, how would you express that?
The boy imitates his father.
Okay. Now, if a boy's appearance is similar to his father's, you say the boy imitates his father. Now, if a boy's behavior is similar to his father's, would you say it the same way or would you use a different word?
His behavior is like his father's. I would say he has ways like his father.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth, somebody who's not a nurse?
A midwife.
If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
I don't know if there's anything they want to guess.
City person.
See the person come to town, I guess. That aside.
All right, now if we turn around the other way, if a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him?
Country woman. That's what they call country woman. Oh, Lord.
What do you call people whose skin is white?
White?
White people.
Okay. And what do you call people whose skin is brown or black?
Black folks.
And now, if a white man got mad with a colored man, what might you call him?
Got mad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he would call him. I don't know.
Well, now, if a colored man got mad with a white man, what might he call him?
He'd call him white man.
Well, are there any particular words that he'd use if he got mad with him?
He might cuss him, I don't know.
Well, have you ever heard the word sage?
Oh, yes, I have. Uh-huh.
Well, now, can you think of any other words like that a colored person might use if he was mad with a white person?
No, I don't know.
Okay. If a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son carelessly broke it, you might say, the man got awfully...
And the man broke it.
No,
the boy broke it.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
So the man would get awfully...
angry.
Okay. Suppose you'd been working hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really